Isabel Allende is known for her wildly popular novels, full of strong women and magical realism. But her new book, Ripper, is different. It's a grisly murder mystery about a brilliant young girl on the path of a serial killer. The regular host of this program, Arun Roth, sat down with Isabel Allende last week. She began by describing her main character, Amanda, inspired by her own granddaughter.
A nerd with a hood, beautiful without knowing that she was beautiful, and playing games online. And one of the games she would play was Ripper. And this is a role-playing game in which the players create a character or an avatar that has weaknesses, flaws, and skills. So with those skills and limitations, they play the game. And their whole idea is to catch Jack the Ripper in London, 1888. So I just moved the action to San Francisco, 2012, for the kids to find the real murderer in real crimes.
It's interesting you mentioned your granddaughter, because it's a very kind of young world of online sleuths and people cracking codes and that kind of thing.
Well, I'm surrounded by young people. You know, I'm always now the oldest and the shortest person in the room. There's nothing good about it. I carry around a little stool to stand on when people want a picture with their cellular phones.
But it must give you a certain perspective, though, right?
Yeah, a very low perspective.
So this book, a thriller, is not something that we really would associate with Isabel Allende, and it opens with a kind of a compelling cliffhanger. What led you to a thriller?
It wasn't my idea. In 2011, I announced that I was going to retire, and my agent panicked. So she said, no, you have to write a book with your husband. My husband is a writer of crime novels.
Right.
His name is William Gordon. And so I had to accommodate to his style, because that's what he writes. So we decided we'd give it a try. Well, we almost divorced. We ended up fighting like dogs, because he has an attention span of, let's say, 11 minutes, and he writes in English. I can write for 11 hours, and I write in Spanish. I research, he invents. So we ended up fighting, because I was sure that I would end up writing the book while he would get half the credit. Not a good deal for me.
How did you strike the balance between research and imagination and your warring approaches?
I research and I study. I went to a mystery writers conference at Book Passage here in Marin County, where I live. And I learned a lot from not only from the faculty, and in the faculty we had forensic doctors, detectives, policemen, experts in guns, etc., but from the questions of the students. For example, if I inject my victim with a blood thinner and I stab the victim 13 times and then I hang the victim upside down in the shower, would the blood congeal in the bathtub? I would never come up with that kind of question or that kind of situation.
Yeah, it's not something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about myself.
But if you ask me now I'm an expert. I can kill anybody and not be caught.
Were there any, the conventions of this form that you found especially difficult to adapt to, or anything that you just had to rework to fit yourself?
Well, the book is tongue-in-cheek. It's very ironic. And I'm not a fan of mysteries. So to prepare for this experience of writing a mystery, I started reading the most successful ones in the market in 2012. And that was the Scandinavians, Stieg Larsson and Joe Nesbø and that kind of people. And I realized that I cannot write that kind of book. It's too gruesome, too violent, too dark. There's no redemption there. And the characters are just awful. Bad people. Very entertaining, but really bad people. So I thought, I will take the genre, write a mystery that is faithful to the formula and to what the readers expect, but it is a joke. It's tongue-in-cheek. My sleuth will not be this handsome detective or journalist or policeman or whatever. It will be a young 16-year-old nerd. My female protagonist will not be this promiscuous, beautiful, dark-haired, thin lady. It will be a plump, blonde healer, and so forth.
The book is set in San Francisco, and it's a in ways, it's a very loving portrait of the city. And this is the city that you've chosen now to make your home. Can you talk about...
Look, 26 years ago, I was passing by on a book tour without any hope of ever staying in San Francisco. But I met a guy, very exotic to me. He was blonde with blue eyes. And I just had a fling that turned out to be love. I moved to San Francisco to spend a week with him and get him out of my system. I'm still here, 26 years later. Now I'm stuck with a husband.
And with San Francisco.
Yeah, but San Francisco is wonderful.
So this book, you could really see this becoming a movie. Are we going to see this thriller, Ripper, become a movie?
Look, my dear, let's not talk about Hollywood.
Okay.
They want everything.
I'm right next to Hollywood. I have to ask.
Well, I'm not willing to sign a contract. They want everything. They want the rights to do the movie and everything else they can think of. Forever. There's no limit to the contract. In this universe and universes to be discovered, I'm not making this up. This is in the contract. And they also want the copyright of the characters. So I lose my characters, and if I want to repeat them in another book, I have to pay them a royalty. Give me a break.
Okay, you hear that, Hollywood? Isabel Allende is looking for some reasonable producers. Isabel, it's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
That was the regular host of this program, Arun Roth, speaking with Isabel Allende about her new thriller, Ripper.